A new distracted driving law takes effect this weekend in Massachusetts. Beginning Sunday, drivers in Massachusetts will be forbidden from using any electronic device unless it's in hands-free mode. State and local police will enforce the law. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill got details about the new law's do's and don'ts from Ryan Walsh, the public information officer for the Springfield Police Department.
Yeah, the new law takes effect Sunday, and in through March and up until April 1st, officers will only be handing out warnings for cell phone use or using cell phones in your hands. The biggest thing is this has got to be a behavior change. Even though the law currently states you can't use your cell phone when you're at red lights or stop signs, people do it all the time because they believe they're stopped. That's illegal now and will be continue to be illegal with this new law going into effect. What it does is, from before, it was really difficult to officers to prove that you were distracted. If you were using your phone, maybe it was for directions. Maybe it was for something important, making a call, which you could. Now, if your phone's in your hand at any time, officers can pull you over and cite you.
You're allowed to use the phone, though, but it has to be in a hands-free configuration, yeah. And it has to be either on a console or on the dashboard or affixed to the windshield or something like that, right?
Yeah, you can still make phone calls and with just a touch of the phone, but it has to be mounted somewhere. You can't make the call in your hand like you used to or hold it up to your ear. All those are no-nos and something if the officer sees, they have the right to pull you over.
So starting Sunday, will police be pulling people over in Springfield?
Yeah, police will be – it'll be a primary offense now. So if your cell phone's in your hand for some reason, the police officer can pull you over. They'll be issuing warnings for the first 6 weeks or so, and then come April, they'll be able to give out fines.
Do you expect a stepped-up enforcement effort that maybe target particular intersections in the city or anything like that?
No, for now it's really educational. People need to change some of their behaviors when they're driving and kind of detach themselves from their phone. You know, not everyone does it, but if you've been on the roads or the highways, you see that obviously a lot of people do. So those behaviors are going to need to change. It's really educational for the first 5-6 weeks. After that, you'll be able to get fines. And the real purpose, it's not for the fines. It's to keep people out there safe. I mean, there's just been too many tragedies with texting and driving. And this ultimately, probably not right away, but down the road, as people change their behaviors, will keep the road safer.
From an education standpoint, an effort to change people's behavior, I've seen the electronic signs that have gone up temporarily around the city advising people to put the phones down when they're driving. What else is being done?
You know, there's a social media campaign. We've been out to the news for the past month or so. In all our community meetings, we have roughly 30 or so community meetings every month with our community liaison and police officers across all different neighborhoods in the cities. So that's really being pushed to get the word out. And those community leaders then kind of trickle down and spread the word throughout the neighborhoods.
Once the fines kick in, they're pretty stiff. You think they'll act as a deterrent?
I hope so. Not until the third citation would it go against your insurance. And that's really where it can ding you. I mean, it's a $100 fine for the first time, $250 for your second offense, and $500 plus for your third and other offenses after that. But that third offense is where it can ding your insurance with a surcharge, and that's when it'll really hurt.
One of the obstacles in the state legislature to banning handheld cell phones in cars was the concern about racial profiling. And as a result of a compromise in the legislation, the police are going to have to keep statistics on your stops. Is that correct? Tell me how that's going to work.
Yeah, there's statistics on the citations. This isn't new. It's been done before for different types of citations. But if you look at the other states, there's no uptick in any sort of racial profiling. The ultimate goal is to be safer on the roads, have less deaths and injuries due to texting and driving. And I think most people can say with common sense that that is more important than whatever perceived racial profiling there may be, which hasn't really been backed up anywhere else.
What's the message you want to get out to the motoring public as we approach the change in this law?
Change your behavior. start now, get the mounts that you need if you make phone calls in your phone, but on your phone. But if you're someone who picks it up at red lights and checks your email, that text at red lights, whatever it may be, start changing that behavior now, because eventually you're going to get pulled over for it.